WXQDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A U.S. fighter jet has shot down a massive Chinese spy balloon that drifted across the continental U.S. over the last few days. A military jet shot down the balloon at about 60,000 feet off the coast of South Carolina. Leanne Moneyer lives in Myrtle Beach and heard the blast.
It really took me off guard when the whole house just shook in this loud boom. But it was like a sonic boom.
American ships are now working to collect the debris so U.S. intelligence can analyze it. Frigid temperatures continue to grip the Northeast. In New Hampshire, Mount Washington saw wind chills of negative 108 degrees, marking the coldest wind chill ever recorded in the U.S. The Democratic Party voting on Saturday to shake up its 2024 presidential primary, moving South Carolina to the leadoff spot, replacing Iowa. It's a significant change and one that was backed by President Biden. In 2020, South Carolina helped revive Biden's campaign after poor showings in early contests. This is ABC News. The FAA investigating a near miss between two airplanes at Austin's International Airport. The FAA says a FedEx flight had been cleared to land on a runway Saturday morning. As the plane was on approach, the controller cleared a Southwest flight to take off from the same runway.
Southwest, those are confirmed on a roll.
Roll on now. Southwest abort. FedEx is on the go.
That's audio there of air traffic controllers on liveatc.net. The FedEx plane aborted its landing, allowing the Southwest plane to depart. Evacuation orders remain in place for East Palestine, Ohio, near the Pennsylvania border after a freight train derailed and exploded. Officials say some of the cars were transporting hazardous materials. Janet Meeks lives nearby.
I wasn't too concerned until I started smelling it and, our eyes were burning a little bit. So I'm not sure what the long term is going to be.
Town remains under a state of emergency. Some 50 cars of the train derailed. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Funny how the money
Takes is a mindset. Radio, we are local music. The People Brothers Band there from Love Electric 2018. Starting Saturday night off with two from the People Brothers Band. Money Goes and Love Electric. There's a really cool show happening at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, February 4th. It's the Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Kids show and a late show is at the High Noon Saloon. I always bring that up because it features Mama T of the People Brothers Band. That's quote unquote Mama T of the mom of the People Brothers Band rocker.
That is awesome. Is Nandy Nation playing at that show, Jimmy?
I believe they might be. I have to confirm
that. They usually do,
yes. That's a fun event too. And it's for the kids. There's an early show. Take the kids. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry is off tonight. Put an asterisk next to that. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Max Inc. Radio, original local music from around the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, it was a challenging drive to the studio from Madison's north side to Madison's west side today.
It was. And to add to insult to injury, the Badger game was getting out just as I was in a big traffic jam in the snow. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
I got here a little earlier. That was cool. But yeah, the take care on the roads tonight. There's, what, 3 or 4 inches on the ground right now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's a bit slippery.
We should call Rippy. That's what we need to do. Rippy from Rippyology. We need a weather update, man.
Well, I was lucky. I had to drive to Menominee Falls yesterday because, hey, my band Iron Plow was recording out at Cherry Pit Studios out there. And I was lucky. I was watching the weather forecast and, you know, I was just talking about maybe snow on Friday, but I got lucky, missed it all. I'm glad I don't have to go out there today, but my band guys are out there right now recording and hope they drive safe home.
Definitely drive safe. So Iron Plow in the studio. Huh?
We're in the studio. We're going to cut 3 songs. They should be out soon and we'll definitely premiere them here on Max Inc. Heavy.
I see a conflict of interest with the interviewer and the interviewee being the same person once again.
Yes, I can like sue myself.
All right. Well, that will be an interesting show for sure. But tonight, Rocker, we have another great show for the people. We're packed with guests tonight, too.
Jimmy, we have from Milwaukee Alternative Radio. They've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but they have some new people in the band and some things going on. We'll hear from them. Shawn Michael Dargan, he's coming in the studio. And Jimmy, I think he's going to bring his guitar and even play a song for us.
Yes.
Talk about his new release. Terry Boire, she's going to talk with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based artist. And if you love rock and roll songs, you'll love this Q&A from Terry Boire. And live in the Devil's Lair tonight, the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Wail. I mean, these guys are normally playing theaters and huge festivals. I mean, going to be crazy. They're right here in the Devil's Lair. And then, of course, Maxine Kevy with Rocker.
We're going to add Faster, Faster, Faster into the mix as well. Ooh, at 8:30 tonight, brother.
That's right. Faster, Faster, CD. Janesville.
Yeah. So looking forward to talking with that. Their new music is absolutely wonderful. Iftikhar, they were in the studio, what, last week, week before last, with their new CD. And they also have a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday. That's tonight. They're playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon Rocker.
Oh, man, that's going to be a fun jam night.
Let's put the radio station on autoplay and let's go to Iftikhar, dude.
We're out of here.
It's Max Inc. Radio. Join us, 844-967-2789. We are local music.
I'm just trying to make some time for me. I make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven, not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. You can help me. And open, open, you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
inside the lines, you see, inside the lines yet driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout, or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. You can help me. And open, open, you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Local music, Rocket Burrell from Midst August, Terrified is the name of that song. They're playing tonight at the Crystal Corner Bar. A lot of good music happening tonight in Madison. That's pretty cool. Everybody, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. in Madison. There's three locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Please support our sponsors and shop them online. Ignite Glass and Gifts for all your smokeware, smoking utensils, whatever you need. Plus, Eric and Amy are really cool people. You got great dogs, too. Alternative radio coming up after the break. Right now, Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A U.S. fighter jet has shot down a massive Chinese spy balloon that drifted across the continental U.S. over the last few days. A military jet shot down the balloon at about 60,000 feet off the coast of South Carolina. Leanne Moneyer lives in Myrtle Beach and heard the blast.
It really took me off guard when, you know, when the whole house just shook in this loud boom. But it was, you know, it was like a sonic boom.
American ships are now working to collect the debris so U.S. intelligence can analyze it. Frigid temperatures continue to grip the Northeast. In New Hampshire, Mount Washington saw wind chills of negative 108 degrees, marking the coldest wind chill ever recorded in the U.S. The Democratic Party voting on Saturday to shake up its 2024 presidential primary, moving South Carolina to the leadoff spot, replacing Iowa. It's a significant change and one that was backed by President Biden. In 2020, South Carolina helped revive Biden's campaign after poor showings in early contests. This is ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost done. We almost did it.
We still got to get through today. But we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, 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 hi. Come and come.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is alternative radio. That is a brand new track. I literally just downloaded that today from Bandcamp. Get Back Woman, pretty cool. Kazakazmi Love before that. That's easy for me to say, Rocker. Oh boy, how you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry will check in with an interview later on in the show. But Rocker, you're here to introduce our first guest of the night.
Jimmy, alternative radio are the black sheep of Milwaukee's music scene. And like some of the legendary bands before them, they met in art school. The punky, sometimes all poppy trio slams beer-soaked rock and roll and nothing but. With a new album, new bassist, new direction, drummer and vocalist Stark is on the phone with us right now. Stark, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Good, man. Hey, for our listeners who aren't familiar, who is Alternative Radio?
We're a three-piece from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We play very eclectic music, sort of 70s. We're kind of going the glam route right now. And yeah, we're just a rock and roll band.
How long you guys been together?
Since 2020.
2020 band. Oh, well, you guys have been quiet for a little while, and now we know why. A new direction, new bassist, and new songs. First, tell us about the new direction. You guys haven't gone soft on us, have you?
Maybe a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
tell us about the new direction.
I think we're going to bring in a lot of glam elements and kind of like some boogie-woogie rock and roll elements to it. We're bringing a lot of backing vocals and just an overall poppy feeling, but we're still going to keep the raw primitive sound that we started with, but just add those new elements to it.
When you say glam, are we talking like Winger Bon Jovi type of hairspray?
Probably more like T-Rex or the New York Dolls.
Oh, yeah, right, man. Some Tommy Bolin.
Yeah.
Well, your music definitely has a, I think you touched on it just a second ago, but your music definitely has a classic rock feel to it, and that's kind of what drew me toward your music. I like that.
Yeah, and that song that you had just played, Get Back Woman, is probably the best example is where the band is headed as far as the glam element and the pop elements.
What's that song about? Tell us about that song.
That song is basically a song about a guy whose woman has left him, and he's basically saying, if you ever change your mind, and if you do it in time, that I'll take it back, and kind of not ask any questions, and just kind of saying that she's a good woman and she's not going to be cruel and play any games.
Now, Stark, you are the vocalist and the drummer. Tell us about playing a different part in the songwriting process than drummers usually do.
Not to mention being a vocalist and have to carry equipment to the stage.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like that as a drummer and a vocalist, I kind of get a different outlook on songwriting. It's nice because when I play drums, I kind of, in a sense, I mean, we still have the lead guitarist who very much leads the song, but I also kind of like co-lead the song. A lot of times my fills are kind of cues, or if we want to, we're kind of loose with how we play it live. And I might kind of do something to, like a little hint to kind of, let's ride this part out. Maybe, hey, you can take a solo that might have not been planned. So I get to kind of lead the band from the drums in a sense, because it's like the loudest instrument, and you kind of are the one who's leading it all.
It blows me away. I mean, it's very rare. I mean, it doesn't happen very often where the drummer is the vocalist of the band. In my mind, being a drummer is hard enough. Add vocals in there, and you just said, you know, the loudest instrument on stage, your monitors just have to be blaring or something.
Yeah, surprisingly, most of the sound guys have done a good job so far. I've heard a lot of horror stories on just feedback and stuff. But so far, people have managed to do pretty well with that. But yeah, I had a failed band before this. You could even call it a band, where I was doing guitar and singing. And at first, even though I'm a terrible guitarist, that was easier than drumming and singing. But
I bet.
After a while, I kind of figured it out, and now it's almost easier to sing and drum.
I think it's easy,
because I'm not overthinking my singing.
That is a hard thing. I'm here to tell you, I agree. It's like trying to rub your stomach one way and your top of your head the other way. Crazy stuff. Hey, tell us about your new bassist for Alternative Radio. His name is Otto.
Yeah, he's here. I can put him on.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Otto?
Hey, Otto, what's happening, man? Tell us about your new gig here and why you joined this band, Alternative Radio. What gave you the motivation to do that?
Well, you know, it's a dream come true, if I got to say so myself. You know, I signed my new yacht yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go on Aruba. With all this money I'm making from the rock band.
Hey, can we interest you in doing a live broadcast from your yacht?
Maybe, you know, you never know. But no, it's awesome.
What bands have you been in before, or is this your first band?
Well, I've been in a few bands from Ohio, is where I'm from. But when I moved over into Wisconsin, I tried out a few other people, and so far this one stuck the best.
Oh, what brought you from Ohio to Milwaukee?
Oh, that's fun. My girlfriend did. She's in with the college for biomedical engineering. Wow. The good stuff, you know, smart egghead.
Nice.
And I thought I'd stick around for the money. It'd be great.
And you guys have some upcoming shows. One is in Madison. When and where are you playing live in the near future?
I don't know. Where are we?
Our next show is next week. We're actually playing at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I believe it's called.
That's here. February 4th?
Is it like Union 18th? South or something like that?
18th, I think.
Yeah, February 18th. We don't have anything to
do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their radio station.
Oh.
One of their radio.
Oh, yeah, it's a WSUM show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
They're the student radio station here in town.
And any other shows around the state?
Yeah, and then we have, I believe it's the week after that, we're playing Bremen Cafe Classic.
Oh, yeah, right there in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was, we were pretty much like a house band there last year. So that's kind of our big return to Milwaukee. We've played, after coming back as a band, we've played Chicago at Liars Club. But that'll be our first hometown show back.
And then quickly before we go, tell us about your new album that's going to be coming out in spring. And what can people expect, and where can they download it?
Yeah, I'm going to also bring Johnny Guitar on, because he's here too. I'm going to let him talk a little bit first, but then I'll talk some more just about the album.
Well, hey, Johnny Guitar, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Good. How's Milwaukee? You guys getting a lot of snow there?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're doing a lot of shoveling. We're getting ready.
Now you and Peyton, you guys met in art school then?
You could say that.
our first bassist, Xavier Morla, me and him met, and then Aaron used to drive up down to, I was in Chicago in Elgin.
Yeah, I would say that was kind of where it formed. That's where we actually recorded one of our first songs. It's the University of Judson, and we actually recorded some of our first songs there. They were rough, but I think some of them are still on Spotify.
Yeah.
Nice. And Johnny Guitar, what kind of guitar do you play?
A Les Paul, of course. I play a Les Paul. Wisconsin, made by a Wisconsinite.
Of course.
Right here in Waukesha.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, we love the sound of the band. The songs are awesome. Congratulations on the success so far. And hopefully there's much more to come for you all, because and I can't wait to see you on stage, honestly. Keep us posted with some Madison shows, man.
Yeah,
of course.
We'll do. We're going to be playing a lot in Madison and Chicago, too.
Excellent. We'll let the people know when and where you're playing, and thanks so much. Let's get into some more. One more alternative radio show song. This is Black Sheep. I'm going to learn how to talk. This is Max 8 Radio. We are local music. Radio, we are local music. Thanks to Alternative Radio for joining us tonight. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their music. They're on Bandcamp, too. Get their stuff there. Hey, there's a really cool show coming up with Alex White from the Pine Travelers. It's at Crystal Corner Bars. Alex White and friends. Cold Mingle is going to be there, too. It's at the Crystal Corner Bar, Saturday, February 4th. In the meantime, here are the Pine Travelers on Max Inc. Radio.
Life ain't too pretty. You ain't thinking too damn clear. Some folks call it a city.
Jackson Radio. Radio.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. and Dom.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.